Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico at Jimmy, your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course with me, Buzz Adams.
Hello.
And we are joined by a very special guest, Miss Joanna Barbara herself.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today.
Cool.
Anything going on in your life that you want to tell us about?
I went wood hunting with Buzz yesterday.
Oh God.
That was fun.
I prefer to call it foraging.
Oh, foraging.
That is a new highlight.
Yeah, that was great.
I won't use any wood like from somebody's property or anything.
I know, but we were dangerously close to asking that one.
There's a big construction site, and they've just uprooted trees everywhere, and I'm dying to get in there.
You're like,
it doesn't hurt.
Rubbing your hands together.
I was willing to go ask that house if you stopped to go and ask
that wood. I noticed was a little green. It would have been difficult to burn.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Good looking out.
All right. Well,
what's up with you? What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Okay.
Same old, same old. Before I get into our topic, I have many friends who are girls.
No. Yeah. Okay. But do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, tons.
Okay. Not what I'm asking. You know that.
No, I don't. I am a free agent, Buzz. can't keep this guy down. All right?
Surprise.
So on today's episode, I have a topic I want to bring up. But before I do, here's a headline. What do you think about this, guys? Trump team in secret meetings with group plotting to break up Canada.
Wait. Like Canadians? That's the super group? They want to break up Canada? Well, there's been a push.
Officials have met with right-wing activists from the Alberta Prosperity Project, a separatist group that wants independence for its province from Canada.
Is that the one where it's all broken down between French and English languages?
Quebec is the French-speaking part. Alberta's English-speaking.
But there has been, like, a lot of people who are in the French-speaking parts of Canada who have, a separatist leanings.
That is true. Alberta, not one of the French-speaking ones.
So they're talking with them to see how they could possibly...
right?
How they could split and divide Canada? Don't they have a big enough job splitting and dividing America?
I mean, Trump... This is official. This is like them meeting with the Confederacy or something, like a Canadian.
Or a bunch of Texas secessionists.
Or Texas secessionists. It'd be like, why are you meeting with these people? Does that mean you support? Does that mean the United States supports Alberta's secession? Anyways, I thought it was hilarious. All right, on today's episode of the AfterBuzz, I have 13 home items or things that will tell you if someone is cheating on you.
Oh, okay.
All right. We've all been there. Well, some of us. Buzz?
Like an item in your home that will tell?
Yes.
Because Shakira, do you know how she found out she was getting cheated on?
How?
She looked in her fridge.
Did she ask
noticed...
her hips and they couldn't lie to her?
Hips were like, girl, you're being cheated on. Exactly. No, she looked in her fridge and noticed that the jelly was being... use less or more and more and more, and it was just going down or something like that. And she was like, I don't eat this. Neither does this guy. Somebody is making peanut butter and
jelly
sandwiches here. And it was his lover.
It sounds like what? She was jelly.
Hey.
What child was he dating? He just wanted.
It was something with the jelly. Yeah.
Okay, number
That's
one.
Crazy.
Right?
Plants. Years ago, my friend caught a man lying about his relationship status when he brought his date to his place to let his dog out. He had her wait at the doorway, but she noticed that he had a lot of beautiful, thriving plants, which seems strange because he never mentioned it. And usually people that are into plants talk about it a lot.
Jumping some conclusions
know.
There.
Oh, there
no,
is.
I mean, that's... No. If you went to somebody's house, yeah. Like, because... I have one plant, and I talked about that to a lot of people. I'm like, it's still alive. if you had tons
Maybe
of them, and
he just
never
has a green thumb,
and he never mentioned it once, I don't know.
And then you ask, "What's with this plant?" I don't know.
Well,
and people would be excited to tell you. About
most people would be. Yeah, no, dude, I've met people who are into plants.
Especially if there's a lot of plants,
a ton of them, a ton. There is one girl; she basically had a forest in her house.
Ooh.
Like it was everywhere.
That sounds cool.
Well, her intuition sounded the alarm bells, and she ended up discovering he had a girlfriend, and it was for years.
There is ways to tell if a guy has a girlfriend, because you'll notice, like, that's like a lady shampoo.
Right.
Or you'll notice, like, what is this hair tie doing here? He doesn't have long hair.
his girl.
Oh, man. Thank God I have a daughter. Like, I can blame. Anytime there's like, oh, it's my daughter's shampoo.
Not the point, but.
Thank God I have a daughter. It's so much easier to cheat.
And where's your daughter? New York City.
Yeah.
Next up. Voids where there should be stuff. This one person went to a house and noticed that there should be some art pieces, like a frame thing in a space on the wall.
To it.
Or a gap on the shelf. The medicine cabinet has a shelf that is partially clear.
These people sound toxic.
Because they were hiding. They had to hide all the girl stuff.
All the girl stuff. Or there's a section of the coat closet where a couple of things could hang, and there's a giant gap in the middle. Or
because that was her
stuff. That was her stuff.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, these people are paranoid.
No, these people are observant of their surroundings and notice things.
How about I don't go snooping in somebody's house?
You know what, though?
It's not snooping if it's in plain sight where you're like... There should be some art right there.
You know what, Buzz? I think it really comes down to some people really want to know if they're being cheated on because it affects them. And some other people really don't want to know
Buzz
if they're being.
Care.
Yeah, I feel like you're the latter. Like you. Would just...
I also wouldn't want to be with going to some guy's house knowing like some chick lives here and it's possibly his girlfriend. I can't be in this situation.
What if he had just gotten out of a long-term relationship like a couple months before and you're
then
seeing all this stuff
that
and
he
you're getting
have
very.
Discussed to me
yeah, why wouldn't he bring that up?
Or I go to his house.
If he has books on a shelf that he's never talked about or he doesn't know anything about.
I've got so many books on my shelf just because, guess what? I think books on shelves
look cool.
John Waters once said, if you go over to someone's house and they don't have books on their shelves.
That's a red flag for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is a red flag
Who
for
said
me.
That?
Joanna.
John Waters.
Oh, who did that?
John Waters.
John Waters?
Yeah.
Number three, feminine products, things in his room or bathroom, an extra toothbrush in the toothbrush holder.
Especially if he lives alone. He says,
I've probably got 15 random old toothbrushes just laying around at different places in my bathroom.
Good point. And somebody else...
This all sounds like bullshit to me, guys.
Well,
I'm going to be honest.
I think you don't mind being cheated on or don't care to look or listen.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I'm a single man who keeps tampons, pads, and wipes in the cupboard in the bathroom for guests and new in-package toothbrushes for guests because I'm an adult and it would be rude not to have those available regardless if we're having sex.
I did go to a guy's house once and he was like, hey, I have that in case you need it. And I was like, that's nice.
That is so bizarre. I would never even consider buying these products because I might have a guest.
Of course you wouldn't.
You're not the best at...
Also, it's not a thing where we expect it anymore. We know, like, if we need it, we will carry it ourselves. But it's just nice sometimes when you know that the guy has that there
I
for
do
you.
Keep,
you're not the best host.
I keep a hair dryer,
yeah.
Even though
One
I don't
time,
dry my hair.
I went to your house and to use the bathroom, and there was no soap or towel in the bathroom for me to wash my hands with.
Yeah, but there was water.
There's water, but I need soap.
Would you agree? You're not the greatest. You're not the greatest host.
He's not.
Okay.
Wait, but
you
do you see that or no?
Snacks for movie night or anything?
I mean, it's not a criticism. It's just a personality trait.
Again,
I honestly just, it never enters my mind to think about it. It does not.
Yeah. Like, for all the parties I throw at his house, I would have to, like, okay, I need to get the soap for the bathroom. I need to get some toilet paper. I need to get this towel on here. All right, next up. when my ex cheated on me in our apartment, he threw all of my stuff in a closet and then forgot to put them back when I came over.
That goes back to that one
it
where
goes back
like,
to the, like,
there's something missing
something
here.
Missing.
He threw all of her stuff into a closet.
Yep. He just took all of her shit, threw it in the closet.
All right.
So that he could show his new lover, oh, I live here alone.
Next up, seasonal decor. Yeah, if you have stuff that's specific for Halloween, then Christmas, then Easter, spring.
I ain't never been to a guy's house who has seasonal decor.
Yeah, if they did, you'd
and
be like...
if they did, I'd be like, are you gay? Holy crap, it's happening again.
Or is there a woman?
Or is there a woman?
Or is there... Oh, yeah, that's also my next question.
Yeah.
But
who's
the
bitch
one would
that...
be like, are you gay?
Number six.
I feel like walking through a landmine now that you guys are pointing all this.
Don't
a
worry,
field
your
of landmines.
House screams, I am single and do whatever you want with me.
Yeah. Six, he had hair ties in his bathroom, and when
there
I asked them about it,
see?
He said sometimes his hair gets in the way. His hair is 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Nico's like, my hair gets in the way.
My hair gets in the way.
There
Sorry.
Are like all kinds of little things that my daughter had when she was young. I just don't throw them out. You know, like a little hair tie.
It would totally work with you.
Like one of her little socks from when she was little.
It would work with you.
That would totally work.
You have a daughter, but also the type of women you would bring home would not care.
Now, this one actually.
Wait, what?
They wouldn't care if you had like another woman also.
Are you saying I date whoas?
I don't say you date whoas.
I am. You date whores.
I got a hot one with your mom tomorrow. So
I'm just saying.
You got a hot whore with my mom tomorrow? What does that mean?
They're not as picky about being exclusive with you, you know?
Okay. I was about to just say a name.
Yeah, well, that was the one.
Number 7. Okay, this one's interesting to me. A really clean bathroom. Every single guy I've ever been to their place, it might be neat, but the bathroom always had something that needed touching up. A little grime in the corners, pink mold around the faucet. Mm-mm, no line, no liner in the trash can, even if there is a trash can. Now, that's
not
a good point.
Mine.
What? Your bathroom completely spick and span clean? No, it's not.
It is after the housekeeper comes over once a week. She's a dynamo.
Okay. But I bet if they use the bathroom anytime in between when the housekeeper was there, it would be...
Well, you don't get mold and grime in 6 days before
sure
the house.
Sure, you do.
Do you?
Yeah, you get a little bit.
Again, probably wouldn't notice.
You don't notice these things, mm-mm. right?
But I like to...
Also, you're not in the modern way of dating these days. You don't know, like, all the landmines we do have to go through to figure out, is this person really single or not?
You probably don't care.
You probably don't care either.
Like, would you care if you were, went out on a date and this woman, you found out she was married?
Yeah, I think that's, I wouldn't want to be party to adultery without knowing it.
Okay, what if she wasn't married, but she was dating somebody? Would you care?
No, then I don't care.
Okay.
See. Yeah.
So I like to pride myself. I like to think I keep my bathroom pretty clean.
Your bathroom is pretty clean.
But I...
Your couch has got dog hair all over it, I'll tell you that.
Okay. It's not that bad.
But anyways, I do know that it's not perfectly clean. Like, I have, some of my hairs,
From your chin, not your head. I notice you're gesturing.
From when you shave?
When I shave. There might be, a little hard water deposit, some lime or calcium or something around here and there. It's not perfect. I didn't know that girls would notice that. She's saying, yeah, I would notice... if it was perfectly clean.
No, because I've dated a guy, the same guy who made my bed really nice, had a really clean apartment.
Was it the guy that also had the pads and the tampons?
No, that's a different guy.
Honey.
Uh-huh.
You were dating a gay man.
I know, Buzz. It happened again.
Number 8. When it's decorated and furnished with loads of blankets, cushions, fairy lights, pictures, and ornaments. The guy has a girl.
Fairy lights are a complete giveaway.
What are fairy lights?
Little twinkly lights. Like, they look like Christmas lights, but you put them inside the house.
Guy would ever do that.
Exactly.
Buzz is like, I get it.
But I do have, and this is left over from when I was in a relationship, way too many pillows for one bed. I don't know why there's so many pillows.
You don't like
I only use like two.
How do you sleep? Are you a side sleeper or back sleeper?
I move around.
One between the legs, one between my arms.
No, a couple at
one
the head.
One behind me to make it feel like someone is cuddling me.
Two behind me and then one to hug.
I have to hug one of them.
I got to have a hugger.
Yeah.
Would you ever get one of those pillows that's has
an arm?
Yeah,
the boyfriend
or the girlfriend pillow.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
They are, yeah.
Not as expensive as a real doll.
Number 9, used makeup wipes in the trash can. Yeah, that's an obvious.
Dead giveaway.
That's a dead giveaway.
I'm a drag queen on the weekends.
Sorry. Actually, that might be an excuse.
Actually, we had the Halloween parade and I had to have makeup on for that.
They're all like, it's May?
April?
You get that. You get that once a year, okay? Number 10. I was at a guy's apartment and noticed a giant clump of blonde hair around the shower drain. He was bald.
Turns then they come out with my sister was here or my cousin or something like that.
I guess it has to
and
do
then
with if
you
they...
You sound paranoid.
Do you want me to tell you the worst landmine? And I'll level with you.
Okay.
So through the years, I've had a number of people. Nico's one of them, but who lived in my house long enough that mail started getting sent there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And you guys know that I've had people that I was romantically, and some not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can still get letters to that person decades after the last time they lived there. And
you've gotten one?
Huh?
Recently?
Oh, not about you, but different people, like people who have not lived in my house in 15 years. And occasionally a letter will come to them. And let's say that I had a girlfriend and she was the type of person who immediately is going through the mail try and catch anything.
Oh, that would be.
It's like, yeah,
shitty.
That's my ex. That's my baby's mama. She hasn't lived here since 2005.
Wait.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
She was looking through the mail.
And, I mean,
that's a bill
she
collector.
Obviously must know the situation, right? Like,
she doesn't get it, Joanna. She doesn't understand what...
What situation?
Like that... Well, this person did live with me years ago.
No, and I don't have enough Spanish,
Joanna,
and she doesn't have enough English to communicate.
She still thinks that they're going to get married.
You don't know.
She's
Are you going to get married?
No.
She's
then you should tell her that.
She doesn't get it. All right.
You're getting married. Congratulations.
We only got three more.
I'll go on.
His roommate's shoes were everywhere. His, quote, roommate's shoes were everywhere.
And they were a size 8 heel.
Yeah. When I questioned why her things weren't sequestered to her room, he admitted that they had an open relationship. Upon further investigation, it was determined that... they slept together and were married.
Not only were they sleeping together, they were married.
Yeah.
Could also have an open relationship. All
true.
Three of those
That's
things
could
be
true. But then why wouldn't she be there?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe they have a...
Maybe it's halfway open.
It's real.
Maybe they have an
it's a jar.
we have an ajar relationship.
So one time I went to a guy's place and we would only go to my place because his place was always a mess. And when he found time to clean it, we could go there. I started getting suspicious. I said, next time, let's go to your place. He agreed with hints of reluctance. 2 weeks later, we went out to lunch, which was unusual. Then at his place, I saw a bunch of Harry Potter stuff everywhere. I was geeking out. I'm a big fan. But he didn't know shit about Harry Potter.
Dead giveaway.
Turns out his girlfriend was a big Harry Potter friend.
It sounds like a lot of these are girls who discover this guy has a girlfriend or a wife or
it
something.
It does sound like that.
What are some things guys, since you guys would go over to maybe a girl's place, what's a giveaway that you know?
I don't think guys are as suspicious as women. I mean,
oh, I think some are just as jealous. But I think girls probably are better at hiding it. I think you're... Easier.
And guys are probably worse at noticing.
And probably worse at noticing. Yeah.
Ah, so we have an advantage.
You know what?
You have every advantage, trust me.
You know what? If I noticed that a girl had like men's dress shirts or men's... because a lot of times girls will take their boyfriend's hoodies or like their boyfriend's extra large shirts or something.
But they might have accumulated them through
multiple
relationships.
And it's like, this is my haul of hoodies
that I
never returned.
I give people the benefit of the doubt, I think.
You're a schmuck.
You certainly do.
Yeah,
yes.
You're a schmuck. How would you define schmuck?
I define a schmuck as somebody who
lives
at a house.
It's halfway between
a
schlemiel
and
a schlemazel. Yeah. That's a schmuck.
Someone who has a lady friend who looks through his mail and gets mad when she notices his ex's mail still gets sent.
Oh, one time it was addressed to the woman who lived in the house, not the owner before me, the owner before that owner. I'm still getting mail.
Wow.
That happens. Yeah, you'll get mail from previous owners.
And finally, a family photo with his wife and kids. Real big red.
Okay.
Real big
red
flag.
There you go. There you go.
It's like, who's that?
Hey, you want to know something? Good news, though. I was able to cancel that subscription to the healthcare service that I put you on during COVID.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I never used one of those things, not one. And they would come in the mail every 3 months.
Because I really wanted him to... he's just going to the doctor now, right? So years ago, I was like, dude, we need to find out what your cholesterol is and what your blood sugar and all this. And so there was this company that would send in some vials and some like swabs that you could collect and fill up, and then you would send it in for results. And
you had him subscribe to that?
I didn't... I didn't know.
What's in it?
I didn't know it was a subscription, Joanna. I thought it was one.
And I've been probably getting charged every time they send one of these things.
How much was it?
It's probably like $30.
God damn it. Yeah. This one is, okay, this one's not so old. It's July 10th, 2024.
Fuck.
And this one is February 9th, 2024.
They made it really hard to cancel a subscription, though,
that's
okay?
That's how they get you.
That's
Mimo.
How they get you.
Don't sign me up for shit. Well,
no, you needed that at the
no,
time.
No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, it's not your decision to make.
But now you're going to the doctor.
Nah, I'm going to quit. You know, I've been going to the same doctor for 2 years, and all she does is give me referrals to other doctors.
That's how a primary care doctor works.
Yeah, but they haven't found anything, so I figure I'll take 10 or 15 years off and start going back after that period.
10 or 15 years.
Yeah. You see what I dealt with? Do you see what I dealt with?
That, you think you have that much time?
You've got five, bro. And then you're going to golf balls, okay?
And then I'm putting you in a cage on a cliff.
Sky burial. God. The Zoroastrians really have it knocked
right
down.
They knew how to do it. Or mummy. Would you want mummy? Like mummified Buzz?
No, the whole just thinking about him pulling my brain out through my nose.
But you're dead. Why would you care?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Also, I would not want to become cursed and, you know, come
back. Try and kill Brendan Fraser. Yeah. You know what I always like thought was not just funny but practical is the little bell like in the Middle Ages they used to put above a grave
with a string with going a string down going in case you accidentally buried somebody
alive.
Who was still alive. Well, that was needed. People probably got buried while they were technically still alive a lot more.
It's one of my biggest irrational fears is being buried alive.
Do you want to be buried?
No, I want to be cremated.
You don't honestly,
imagine being cremated alive?
Yeah, that one would be bad
too. That would be terrible.
I don't even like thinking about the topic of mortality or death. I think that might even do as much harm to you as poor health practices.
Why?
Obsessing over death?
Well, it's not obsessing.
It's not obsessing. It's being prepared.
To me, thinking about it for even a second is obsessive.
That's ridiculous. All right. That's going to do it for today's episode of the After Buzz podcast. Thank you, Joanna, for sticking around. Don't forget, you can listen to the regular Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLAQ, El Paso's best rock. We'll talk to you guys next time.